Hello and welcome to another Final Cut Pro 10 tutorial. However, this tutorial technically applies to most applications. However, in particular, we are looking at Final Cut Pro 10. And today we are taking a look at letterboxing. Now, don't switch off because you don't know what letterboxing is. But I'm sure a lot of you do. Letterboxing is just the means of having black bars as if to look through a letterbox, to recreate a different aspect ratio. Now, what do I mean by this? Basically, you can see this is some widescreen footage. It's quite low res, that's of me looking evil. And you can see we've got a rough aspect ratio of 16 by 9. You may have seen this number quite a lot. It basically indicates that for every 16... let's say centimeters across, it's going to be 9 centimeters down. That is the relationship between the length up and the length across, X and Y. However, film has a very different aspect ratio, most commonly known as anamorphic widescreen. If I just go into QuickTime here, you can see I've got two videos. This is a film aspect ratio video, and this is a traditional 16 by 9, and you can notice that it's considerably thinner. In fact, if we line it up like that, you can see it's much, much shorter, and that's because the ratio, there's a few different ones, and I can't tell you off the top of my head. It's almost 2 across and 1 down. However, it's more likely, I think it's 1.85 or 2.1, around there. Basically, it's called anamorphic. There's a few different ways you can do it. However, you can see that, but if I scrub into my video, I've actually got something called letterboxing. If I just scrub into some video, you can see I've got some black bars across the top and the bottom. And now if we line this up, you can see that it almost matches. And this gives your video an actual film aspect ratio, but still rendered in the 16:9 format. So this means you can still upload it to YouTube, even though YouTube, I believe, accepts anamorphic ratio. But you've actually given yourself a true aspect ratio. And when you export it for DVD, it's going to be film ratio, because this is how videos are rendered for DVD with black bars. And I'm just going to go over how you can achieve the letterboxing inside of Final Cut Pro 10. There's actually a built-in plugin for it. However, there are some problems you're going to face with that plugin. So let's go ahead and get started. Now you know what we're going to try and create. So we scrub through, you can see, like I said, we've got 16 by 9 widescreen footage. And if we just go over into the effects browser and type in letterboxing, you can see there is a letterbox effect. And we drag this onto our clip and now show the inspector. You can see we start to get a little bit of a black line appearing. Let's select our clip. And over here, you can see in the effects, if we just turn off the noise so that it doesn't take long to render, you can see the current aspect ratio is 1.85 to 1, which is comparable to 16:9, but slightly thinner. We actually want 2.35 to 1, and that is our film aspect ratio that we want. And you can see now we've actually got black bars, and that is true film widescreen. But obviously, the thing to bear in mind is that when you export this, it will have black bars in it. But when you export to DVD, that's the most common reason for it. I believe in compressor, you may actually be able to crop it. I believe you can crop it to actually have a true widescreen ratio so that when you load it into QuickTime, it is thin and doesn't just have black bars. But for exporting to DVD, this is what you want. And now when we scrub through, you can see we've now got proper widescreen. However, if we then, let's say, add a transform effect, and if we scale this in, you can see that the black bars travel with it. But what if you want the shot to be zoomed in? Now you've lost your black your letterboxing. Well, the solution that I've always used before I moved to Final Cut Pro 10 was to actually build my own letterbox Photoshop layer, and I've saved it as a PNG, which means it has an alpha channel, which means it has transparency, which means you can overlay it onto a clip. And bam, you've now got letterboxing. Now, if you just give it a chance to render. Okay. Okay, but now obviously there's some clear issues. We're missing the edges, so just apply the transformation. The actual size inwards is correct, so if we just stretch it outwards, and now really quickly we just click that button to turn transform tools off, and now very quickly, very efficiently, we've now got a widescreen that we can drag across all of our timeline. That's going to take a little bit of time to render, not very long, and not actually as long as applying the letterbox effect, which is also quite handy. The other handy thing is that this is in fact a HD widescreen cinematic overlay, a HD one, which means you can apply it to HD projects as well, and obviously we can extend it both ways. The thing you do have to bear in mind obviously is clip connections. If we were to let's say we moved all this chunk over here, it then means that we don't have our cinematic overlay over these clips. So just make sure you really want it to be linked to the first clip so that you can just extend it backwards rather than forwards. And let's put it over here. Now we can extend it. And now we've got cinematic widescreen overlay across all of our videos in our entire sequence. The other major thing to bear in mind that you wouldn't be able to do with the letterbox effect, if we just close the browser, is now that it's cropped, you can see that it's actually missing off my head for the majority of the video. But with using the anamorphic widescreen as an overlay rather than effect means that we can actually transform our video and reposition it downwards. Obviously it appears my head was never actually framed in the original footage, but you can see now we've got more control. And you will have to do this if you are trying to get the film aspect ratio. You will have to readjust clips, but it also allows you obviously to mask stuff out. We just find a frame. You can see obviously in this clip it would be much easier if we just lift him up. There you go, now he's in frame. And just go through and adjust clips like this, and eventually you will get a nice aspect ratio that works with your media, that doesn't look like you've literally just cropped it. Obviously, what you do want to avoid doing is stretching it. And what I mean by that is, let's just recenter this image, is actually bringing in these handles, because you can see now the footage genuinely looks squashed and I look fat, which isn't what you want. I mean, let's say you're in your own films. I mean, you might be heartless with your actual actors, but what if you're in the film and someone's just stretched a piece of footage you're in and made you look fat? It's not very pleasant. So I hope I've given you some food for thought. My custom made cinematic widescreen overlay is available for download in the description, so go ahead. If you want to say thanks to Dan Allen in the credits, let me know if you do that. I'd appreciate that, maybe. And put it in your videos. Let me know where I can watch your videos. I'd love to see what you guys create, either using one of my tutorials or just in general. I'd love to see some of the stuff my subscribers make. Just send me links in private messages, and I'll definitely take a look. So I hope this was helpful. Now you know why letterboxing is done. You also know some of the problems you're going to face, the problems with the built-in effect, the built-in widescreen effect. And in a later tutorial, I will go over cropping videos so that you've genuinely got a piece of video that is true widescreen and not just letterboxed. So I hope this helps. I know I said about 20 times in this video. In fact, if someone goes through and counts how many times I've said including the ones I've just said, then I'd love to know how many times I say that. I think I'm just in a ummy mood, maybe. Rate, comment, subscribe. You can't rate anymore, but you can like it. And you can tell your friends that they might like it. And maybe they will. Maybe they'll subscribe too. And then I'll have so many subscribers, I can... I don't know. Really?